This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I believe this has happened more than one time. A man is in custody and en route to a hospital for mental health treatment after he jumped naked into the massive aquarium at the Bass Pro Shop in Leeds Thursday night. Police Chief Paul Irwin said the incident happened about closing time. The 42-year-old man was reported to be acting erratically and drove a vehicle into a pole in the store parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
After the crash, he got out of his vehicle, took off all his clothes, and then ran into the Bass Pro Shop, and then jumped into the aquarium. Now, video was taken by bystanders.
Of course it was.
And if you want to see it, it's online. Show the man do a cannonball into the aquarium, and later stand under the waterfall.
I like that move.
As police officers began to walk up the stairs, the man exited the water, yelled something to the officers, and then dove back into the water. He continued to shout something to officers before he climbed over the side of the aquarium, dropped to the concrete floor below, and knocked himself out with the fall. They handcuffed the man, who then woke up and began to try to struggle once again. Someone did cover him with a blanket as officers took him from the store. They said the man was only in the water for about 5 minutes before officers arrived. He was taken to a hospital for a mental evaluation. He's been charged with public lewdness, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, assaulting an officer, criminal mischief, accounts
being
of reckless
weird
endangerment, our question.
And doing it naked.
When did you witness unexpected or unintentional nudity? 206-803-ROCK.
You ever swim naked?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah,
a lot.
You haven't?
No, I don't want to swim naked. You guys are looking at me like I'm insane.
All the time.
I've never gone
That's
swimming
That's what a lake
naked
is for.
Lake, pool,
lake house.
Yeah, privacy.
Right.
Well, yeah, I would assume if you have some privacy at the pool. No, I never swam naked.
Hot? You never hot tub naked?
Yeah, I've hot tub naked. Yeah, but never went swimming naked.
Hmm.
Which is stupid, because it's not like the trunks keep your stuff dry.
It's always better when you get a warm lake, too.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the lakes out here are cold. I mean, there's some that are,
sure,
you know, Chelan's not as bad, you know, the later you get in the summertime. But
Chelan's deep, though.
Yes, it is. But
like, Lake Sammamish, I like, because it's a little more shallow. Like, the Lake Washington and Lake Chelan, man, they stay frigid.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, George. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
George, you ever been swimming naked?
Not intentionally.
Not intentionally.
So you're saying you dove in and your shorts fell off?
Pretty much.
Okay.
George, you happen to be a white guy.
I am not.
So is it a white guy thing? Because all three of us have been swimming naked, and you and Thrill haven't.
Yeah, I guess
well,
it's a white guy thing.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not.
No, I'm just saying. Maybe it's just I just
like
it's
mayonnaise, man.
On
George, yeah. You know, it's a white thing.
It's like yoga, mayonnaise,
yogurt, right. All the things that start with Y.
Couscous,
craisins in the
craisins
chicken salad.
Yeah, God, just stop that.
All those
swim
hard
naked
seltzers you could drink.
Get the craisins out of the chicken salad.
Tell you what, this summer
belong.
Thrill, you and George, if you're game for it, I'll invite you to a white guy naked swim party.
That's right.
Let's go.
Ram, Jello.
The reason I don't do it is because I don't want to embarrass you white guys with what I'm packing.
I see.
George, it's been nice.
Thanks for that, man.
Oh, thanks, Jorge.
Humble man, huh?
So what was your unexpected nudity?
So back in late 05, I had just gotten out of the military, and I started working nighttime security at a resort in California that is it's owned by Hilton.
Okay.
So it's kind of upscale.
Overnight security, we literally just drive around the property, making sure everything's secure, nobody's breaking into anything, stuff like that. So I come upon this room that has the door open at 3 a.m. So I decide to, knock on the door, no answer, knock a little bit louder, no answer. So I open the door a little bit just to make sure, if nobody was in, I was going to close the door either way. So I look on the bed, male and female, maybe early 30s, banging body, for the female anyways, I should say. And they are completely spread eagle on the bed, passed out, liquor bottles all the way around the bed.
So, and let's be honest, how long did you stand there admiring the view before you closed the door?
Yeah, was he doing all right for himself?
Well, he was upside down, so I can't tell that part. But she was doing, whatever he was packing was pulling something very, very well.
All right, whatever. He might be rich.
Fair enough.
So how long did you stand there and take her in?
Say probably about a minute and a half.
Wow. All right. That's a longer time than I thought. I thought you'd be like 15 seconds.
Well, I had to make sure that, they weren't throwing up or, potentially, on their vomit or something.
That's what I tell my boss, too. So did you physically walk into the room to make sure they have not died or choking on vomit or anything?
No, you can hear them snoring.
Okay. And did you close their door for them?
We did. It's policy, if they don't answer, we close the door.
Okay. Did you see the couple after this? Or was that your
I
only?
I did not. By the...
Okay.
No, by the time I got off at 7 a.m, they were still not up and about.
Yeah, I would imagine so, if that was the case.
I told you that happened. We weren't naked, but that happened to us in Vegas.
What's that?
It was the first time I went to Vegas. We were all fired up. We did a bunch of day drinking. And then we had to go home and pass out for a while. So we had a wake-up call for midnight. We sleep through it.
Yeah, naturally.
But the next day, there's a message. We listen to the message, and it's like, Mr. Smith, we came up to your room. You guys didn't answer. Security went in. We left you alone. It appeared you guys were very exhausted, but everybody, same thing like he said. Basically, they came in the room. We're like, oh, they're sawing logs. They're just hammered.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's not so bad.
It's not like everybody was naked. That'd be weird. When did you witness unexpected or unintentional nudity? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
All right, so my story, I'm about 15. I got my buddy Joe, and it's his dad. So his dad is divorced, and we've got our buddy Kevin and Joe's little brother. So Joe's stepmom is an absolutely smoke show, just well put together lady, right? She had some work done on her chest, so... and it was really well done. So we're out on Lake Washington, and we're trying to do a little wakeboarding. We're not really good at it, so we're doing the inner tube thing, right? Well, about 2 hours into it, she decides to finally just rip her top off.
What?
And, the liquor was flowing, that kind of stuff for them. We're just having a good time, doing the inner tubing and the wakeboarding and stuff, but... I don't know what got in her head, and she decided to show the entire lake her goods. And needless to say, man, it was well received. So.
Yeah, but it was.
But you did not expect that.
No, not at all. Not from her. Not from his stepmom, dude. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things that you're kind of hoping, right? She got on the inner tube, and we're all kind of looking at her, going well, maybe, right? Nothing happens, right? So then finally, she's just like. F it. I'm going to rip it off. There we go.
Let me ask you this. Did she just acquire these?
I have to think so, right? I'm 15 at the time, so I don't really know much. But, she kind of had, a little bit of scars underneath. So I'm guessing she probably just got them done.
Right, because there's a weird – in my lifetime, what I've noticed is that – once you have those for a while and, you're used to them and, it's kind of more of just a normal thing.
Sure.
That normally does not happen. But
well, you don't have a housewarming three years after you move in.
Correct. But there is a period, and I don't know what the time limit is on it, where – and it would be like the husband. I've been in a bar where a couple walked up
100%.
No, I don't want to see your wife's breasts. And she's like, no, let me show them to you. And you're like, no,
want to show them off.
I know.
And then she's early 40s, so she's definitely a mom, you know, but it's like, hey, by all means.
Yeah,
like,
but it's a weird thing. Look, if a woman walks up to me and says, would you like to see my new breast? Hell, would you like to see my old breast? Would you like to see my ugly breast? Do you want to see my breast? Yes. Yes, I do. But like you're saying, I was...
You're not even have to ask. But it's offered.
But I was covering a Preakness. This was back in Baltimore at this time. And you're in the midfield of Preakness. And it's hard to explain what happens at the midfield of Preakness. But it is just a drunken, drug-fueled mess. Kind of fun, but I mean, it's they are thrown down. Anyway, same thing. Walk by this woman. She's like 45 maybe, but she's there with her husband. And they're in a group of other people, right? So it's probably 15 of them partying together. And I'm walking by. We're doing interviews with different people. And this guy just comes out of nowhere, not to be on the radio, right? But he just walks over. He's like, hey, man, do you want to see my wife's boobs? Like, this is the question he asked me. I'm like, what? Like, you want to see my wife's boobs? And now she's standing next to him, and she has, like, this hopeful look on her face. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, like, what is going on? She's like, oh, I just got breast implants. I'm like, no, man, like, you don't have to show me your boobs. Like, I did kind of want to see them, but I felt weird saying, like, yeah.
Right.
So I said no. And then she did anyway. And I'm glad she did, but you're right. It's almost, it's like when a little kid gets their favorite toy for Christmas. Whether you care what that toy is or not, they're going to show it to you. They want mm-hmm. you to know they have the toy. So I'm like, nah, man, you don't have to do that. She pulls down her top. I'm like, great work. Compliments to the chef.
Yeah, Alan Miles. It's happened to me like three times.
Compliments. But isn't it the dude always asking?
Yeah. I mean, one time, right? So my mom worked at the AFL-CIO for 30 years.
All right.
I'm working on the night crew. So then there's some retirement party for her old boss. Now, this guy that ran the security desk, right? And I've kind of told the story before. He is massive.
Like
right?
Built massive?
Built massive, like gotta be like 6'3", 6'4". I mean, he's a big man. But same thing. His wife was already attractive. She got some. So we're at this party. And I mean, we start playing a couple drinking games. And I mean, it's odd because he works with my mom and my mother is there in the room. But same thing. You got to see him. And I was kind of like, she whips him out like, all right, great.
Yeah, thanks.
That guy lost tough that night, though. That's the same guy later in the night we're talking football. It's like he beating him at stuff.
Yeah.
Like drinking games, ping pong. I said, you want to go outside, play goal line stance? And he's you know, I coach football now. He said, sure. That man did not have the leverage.
No way.
Oh, really? I drove him back like three times. And then he swung on me, so we had to leave.
He swung on you?
Oh, yeah. He was real big mad.
I mean,
he's the joked up dude. He's got his hot wife that he's showing everybody her new boobs. I'm like 3-something at the time. You can't lose that goal line stand.
Right.
He lost it 3 times. And then the last time, I mean, I put him back in a tree. But yeah, he tried to swing on me. Everybody stopped him. We left. And to say that he was embarrassed that Monday at work when my mom walked in would be an understatement.
But do we all agree?
Great boobs.
This is just a general thing. As I've gotten older, I believe this to be true. The guy who does not know you, they have just met you, but they want to show you their wife's boobs, and she's more than happy to do it. If you hang out with him long enough, before your night is over, he's going to swing on you. I feel like that's the guy. Not because he did anything wrong.
And they're
going
to get divorced.
Right. He's putting it. And you know this. You know this already. Like, yeah, all right, man.
It is a weird window, too, on that. Like, just a couple years.
Oh, they only. You're right. They last, like, 2 years. Now, look, I've known other women that have had breasts.
Augmentation, something?
Yeah, just kind of like a lift or whatever.
Sure.
Or something. Like, that seems a little different. But if somebody just all of a sudden has just, boom, a great, great, awesome new pair, it's like, time's a ticking.
Yeah, especially if the husband wants you to see them. Mm-hmm. Like, okay,
when,
man.
When did you witness unexpected or unintentional nudity? 206-803-ROCK.
You know, next time somebody says that to me, be like, seeing them.
But I'm with you, though. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I've signed many a boob. I'm like, sure.
I had a guy come up to me, well, this is probably about 12 years ago now, and he's like, oh, hey, Thurl, man, nice to meet you. It's an event we're doing. Nice to meet you, too. Oh, you met my wife like 3 years ago. I'm like, oh, yeah, what's your name? And says her name. I don't remember. He's like, you signed her boob. And I'm like, okay, well, you're looking aggressive, but let me say this. We don't just sign boobs. She obviously offered it to me. He's like, she did. I'm like, and then I signed it, man. Like, what do you want me to do?
I told you, man.
She said, sign my boob, and it's already out, and she's handing me a Sharpie.
I have seen this movie before at the Maryland State Fair. I told you guys about this. I was doing a night show, broadcasting live, Monday through Friday. It's a week-long fair.
It should be called the Maryland State Surprise.
I'm not sure if it's as big as the one in Puyallup, but it's still a sizable.
Yeah.
It's the state fair. So, anyway, I'm working the booth. I get there at 7 o'clock. The guy before me, Johnny Panzarella, he's the afternoon guy. This guy comes up, and I thought he was going to kill me. And he says, who is Johnny Panzarella? And I said, oh, he's our afternoon guy, man. He was just on the air. He's probably either around here hanging out or he took off. I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while. He's like, you tell him I'm going to kill him. And I was like, okay. He's like, you're not Johnny Pinheiro. Yeah. I'm like, no.
Even if I was, did you say that?
I was like, why? He's like, because he signed my wife's boob earlier. And when I got here, she showed me and I'm going to kill him. And I just thought to myself, he's like, is he going to be here tomorrow? And I'm like, I don't know his schedule, man. Everybody was there. The whole station was there all week.
He'll be here too.
Right. So I don't want to, I'm just like, and this guy, he had the look on his face like he was not kidding.
Right.
Yeah. And at that point in time, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm never doing that. I don't know the situation or the circumstance. I've never been asked. But if that ever pops up, no. The answer is no. No, I'll sign someone else's name. Steve Hill.
Right. You're going to start doing that.
Exactly.
You know what's weird about signing a boob, though? And look, I don't mind looking at your boobs. It's not that. But to sign it, like anything, you have a single sheet of paper. You have to sign a check or something. And your buddy will turn around and offer his back as your desk.
Right.
Well, with the boob, I mean, look, they're squishy, man. So you kind of like have to hold the bottom of it.
Yeah.
In order to keep it in place. So it's like this real weird thing, like, I don't feel weird signing your boob. I feel weird that I have to take my right hand, because I'm left-handed, to kind of like hold your boob in place to sign it. Because I'm not trying to do that,
My response would be, I'm just on the radio, man. It's not that big of a deal.
Doesn't matter. I can be your local janitor. Will you sign my boob?
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I will.
Thrill. I'll sign any boob.
sign any boob, dude.
When did you witness unexpected or unintentional nudity? 206-803-ROD.
Have you signed a man boob?
Yeah.
I've signed a man boob. Guy came up with, you signed my boob. I'm like, wait, your boob? And his girlfriend's next to him, and she was hot. He's like, nah, man, my boob. I'm like, ah, fine.
The weirdest one I had was, and this was years ago, I'm at a casino for a show. I meet a listener, and she's like, can you motorboat my boobs? So I said, okay. And then the next day, I had a friend here at work, and he goes, hey, man. My mom's coworker says she motorboated her boobs.
Oh, like, no.
That's so awkward. I go, so your mom knows that? He goes, yeah. And I go, I don't know. Now I feel bad that your mom knows I did that.
Like, I don't want your mom involved. That's all. Will you motorboat?
All right.
Hello, Taylor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. All right. So mine's not as cool as boobs. It's actually way, way worse. way worse. So when I grew up in a broken home, so I would spend summers with my dad, I have a summer birthday, and my dad used to do this thing where on my birthday, for every hour, I would get a present. So as a kid, I'm watching that clock like a hawk.
Of course.
You know, it's top of the hour, I'm sprinting, hey, dad, present. So I remember he was kind of seeing this woman, I vaguely remember, but it hits like 12 in the afternoon, and I don't see him in the living room. I don't see him out on the back patio. So I'm like, oh, I go to the bedroom, and the door's closed. And I bust the door open. I'm like, dad, top of the hour. And at that moment, he's yodeling, if you will. but he's Winnie the Poohing it, so he's just got
he's got a shirt on.
It was a maroon polo. I can't get it out of my head. The position of the bed was right down the hallway. So if you think about the schematics of that, man.
And that's been burned into your head ever since.
Oh, I can't forget it.
Was it more your dad's ass that was bothersome, or was it her?
Probably the round part of my dad's ass, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I think that's just a bad position, right?
Like, it's impossible to look cool.
Right, like if I walked in and you guys having sex, I'm like, oh, shut the door real quick. Like, right. And sometimes, look, that happens.
It happens.
It happened to me recently, like in the past year.
All right.
Right, I just, somebody was in the room. But if I walked in the room and my buddy's all crunched up at the end of the bed, like
especially Winnie the Pooh in it.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, I don't need to see, like, I know you're, like, good for you, but that just seems bad.
Is it possible for a dude to look sexy, Winnie the Pooh in it?
Hey, it depends.
I just, to me, I don't know, for a dude, and look, I just like women, so maybe whatever they're doing, I'm cool. But like with the dude, if it's just the shirt and nothing else, like, this is worse than just seeing you naked. I don't know why. Like that to me, that is the worst possible look.
When did you witness unexpected or unintentional nudity? 206-803-ROCK.
I can fathom Winnie the Pooh in it just if you're trying to get a quickie in.
If it's quick, no, yeah, I get yeah, it. Yeah. I get it. I just don't want to see it. You know, like, come on, man, put on some pants. Or take your shirt off and either be fully naked or put on pants.
Make a decision.
Hello, CJ. Welcome to the men's room. Hello,
hola,
CJ.
Hola.
Hola.
So, when I was about 9, 10 years old, I was at a friend's house during the night, and we're playing video games in the bedroom, and his mom was in the tanning bed, and she just heard his younger brother screaming, and she came running into that room just naked.
And was this a good thing or bad thing?
Well, I mean, I feel bad for my friend because he got slapped, but they... His little brother was just screaming because he didn't get to play the video game.
Oh, my God.
So she thought something bad was going on. So she panicked, yeah, jumped out of the tanning bed, and ran in there.
Yeah.
That's a benefit to you, though.
Or was it?
Yeah. She's, they're kind of well-known around here. But so, yeah, it was a benefit for me. I mean, in a way.
You know what, man?
At that time, I was like, I don't know how old she is, you know?
No, man, if you like what you see... You know she's a mom.
You know.
Like, hey, man, look, if I knew that every time I went to my buddy's house, that particular house, I'd either knock a glass on the floor, scream out, oh, my God, someone's breaking in, just to see if it's a run out.
Depends on whose house you're in.
Yeah.
When did you witness unexpected or unintentional nudity? 206-803-ROCK.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Rock!
is live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Much like our earlier caller, John, who was over in Europe and ended up naked running around a hotel room trying to get back into his room, which he locked himself out. Jason Isaacs, he's from the Harry Potter fame, revealed he ended up naked in a hotel corridor after stumbling in the dark with jet lag. He is currently appearing in the second series of a Netflix drama called The OA, and he said he was in a stupor when he accidentally emerged from his bedroom without any clothes on. He added, he managed to make a quick retreat back into the safety of his room by jamming his toe in the doorframe moments before it closed. Basically, he wrote on Twitter, jet lag stupor, woke cause some sadist before me set the hotel a room alarm for 6 a.m. Gotta hate that.
Jesus, man.
Don't you hate that?
Yes.
You're in a hotel room, somebody set the alarm, the last person who was in there, and it goes off at just a ridiculous time. Felt my way to the bathroom, did biz in the dark, opened the door back to my bedroom, inexplicably light, closed the eyes, felt for the switch, and then I realized, F, I'm in the corridor, naked. I did jam my toe in the closing door with an inch to go. Fans were quick to point out that this mishap would have been captured on camera by the hotel security.
Mm-hmm.
Our question, when did you witness unexpected or unintentional nudity? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Shiloh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so I was at my mom's house, and I had taken a lot of weed. And so I was just stumbling from the living room back to her bedroom. And I walk in, and she is on all fours on her bed, her bum facing the door, and I saw everything.
Why was she doing that? Was that how she slept?
No, she just got out of the shower.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't normally get on all fours.
Why was she on all fours on the bed?
Air drying, guys. She's air drying.
Is she an air dryer?
Yes, she is.
I'm guessing you did not know that before that moment?
No, I didn't know this. I just didn't expect her to be on her bed.
Hi, Mom. That's not the first move I make when I jump out of the shower.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I mean, like, I understand.
You might air dry.
I'm well aware of the drip dry method. It's.
But why would I get on my bed, ass up in the air, on all fours? I was
part of the
trying to get to the crevice, I guess.
I mean, yeah, you're just kind of opening everything up, and
buy
your mom a towel.
When my daughter taught in Japan, that was very, very common.
What's that?
Drip dry?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. Basically, that's there's not a lot of towels.
That sucks.
What, drip dry?
Yeah.
I mean, depending where you are in the weather, sure. Mm-hmm. You know, somewhere like New Mexico, probably not so bad. Japan, I feel like that would take a while.
I don't know. I've had to do it a few times, and you're just like, God damn it.
It's annoying. Actually, I got in the shower the other day. It just pissed me off. I thought I had a towel waiting for me in the bathroom. Oh. I already got in the shower, right? And I don't know why it's annoying. It's really not a big deal. The linen closet is like, I open the bathroom door, the linen closet's right there. But for some reason, it really pissed me off.
Because then you get those wet footprints that.
So I did that. And then, like 2 weeks before that, I'm going to shave my head, okay? And I knew there was a can of shaving cream in the shower waiting for me. So I take a shower, soap up. Now I'm going to do the shave part. And when I press the top of the can, it just does a poops.
Yep.
And I'm like, same thing, wet ass, big footprints going around.
Your bottom of your feet are wet. So to me, there's two. The most dangerous aspects of my day, other than maybe choking, getting in my car and driving, and stepping out of my bathtub onto the floor because I don't have my bath mat there or any of that stuff. It's a recipe for disaster. I'm going to kill myself one day. I'm not going to kill myself. It just is going to hurt a lot.
When
I eat it. And I know I will. Man. Like, the numbers are there.
We have all tile floors now, man. So wherever you walk, it's going to be that. Somebody here on the text line says, unexpected nudity. A few years ago, my husband and I were driving in the car with our kids, who were 4 and 7 years old at the time. We were at a stoplight along Lake City Way in Seattle. Good place to find nudity. It says, in the lane closest to the sidewalk, we look over and see a large man, probably in his 60s, walking down the sidewalk at a very slow pace right past our car, completely naked. Not even shoes. This was in broad daylight and in December. Needless to say, we were all a little shocked and unfortunately think of this sometimes when we pass this intersection. You always
will. Yeah. When did you witness unexpected or unintentional nudity? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I think I was 13, and my mom had started dating this new guy who is actually my stepdad now of 30 years. Anyways, he comes into the picture. Me and my brother didn't care for him too much. And we were out playing football with the neighbor kids out in the yard. And he comes up and says he wants to play. And we're a little bit bigger, so, you know, we're actually thinking that we might be able to put a little hurting on him. So our one neighbor, our biggest neighbor, we get him on the opposite team. We kind of plan it out. And we're like, you hit him, and then we're all going to pounce him. So anyways, we kick the ball off. They go running down. I'm kind of behind, and I see the two guys in front of me, my big friend and my brother, just fall on the ground laughing. And I'm like, what is going on? I come around and look up, and here comes my stepdad. He has those dad shorts on, the little short sweatpants shorts.
Yeah.
And his whole thing just dangling out the bottom. Bouncing back and forth. We all just fall on the ground, and he runs it straight through for a touchdown.
Yes, he did. I wonder if he did that intentionally.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that strategic?
Well, that's what he said. He said that was his blocker.
I'm assuming at that point in time, you started to like the guy a little bit more.
I did. Didn't know that that was going to be the first time of many that I'd have to stare at that thing. But you know, every morning waking up for school, he would just have there standing the door wide open, butt naked, waking us up. So that was a little uncomfortable, but you got used to it after a while.
I mean, did he do this to shock you awake, or did he just do that because that's how he rolled?
That's just how he rolled. He just came in, and we weren't like that as a family. So he came in, and he just, you know, that's the way he did it.
So you got to see his step penis every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, technically, that's
morning, yeah, I just remember waking up being like, oh, are you kidding me again?
Well, hey, man, it works. I've been married for 30 years, so there you go.
I am. Yep. Good point. Good point.
When did you witness unexpected or unintentional nudity? 206-803-ROCK.
That's a prank I'll pull on my wife from time to time, which is least expecting, you know, if she's got her back turned or something like that. I won't ever just drop trowel, but, you know, just hang a little fella out there and just wait till she notices.
How long does it take her to notice? Because you might get insulted at some point.
There's been times where it's taken longer than others, but now the general response is, why?
Have you ever put it on her shoulder on top of her head, walking behind her when she's sitting on the couch?
I've never gotten that close.
I used to lay it on the shoulder there, tap on her, tap on that shoulder. She'd turn around and go, God, darn it.
Yeah. It's the end of that party. If you passed out, somebody was dropping their testicles on your forehead or whatever.
We used to just stick out one testicle.
Just one.
Like if you're all sitting on like the front porch or whatever, having a couple beers or whatever.
Drop one.
Yeah, you just kind of pop one out, and then eventually people will notice, but it takes a minute.
When did you witness unexpected or unintentional nudity? 206-803-RON.
Hello, Todd. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hey, back in a previous career, I was an airline pilot, and I flew for a regional company that flying regional jets, and used to fly out of Chicago. So one flight, flew out with my first officer and a flight attendant, had to go out someplace, and at the overnight, we had dinner, and then the flight attendant and the first officer decided to go out and extend it. I was a little older than them, so I went back to the hotel room. Next day, we had a repo, fly the plane back to Chicago, and so it was just the two flight crew, the flight crew. So we call back to the flight attendant during the flight and say, hey, can we get some coffee? And says, sure, give me a few minutes. So she knocks on the door, and the other guy was flying. Turn around, open the door, and she's standing there with two cups of coffee, completely naked. And we do a double take. It's like, whoa. She says, well, if you think that's something, if you'd gone out with us last night, you could have touched them. Like, holy crap. So
were you regretting not going out?
Well, could the passenger see her?
No, it was a repo, so we didn't have any passengers on board.
Oh, so she was just messing around because repo means there's nobody.
Yeah,
I got you. Okay, now I understand.
Exactly. And then another flight out of Chicago, 4th of July, watching the passengers get on board, and a really attractive, probably mid-40s gal, really well-preserved, gets on, and she's wearing a mini skirt and a American flag tube top, and she filled it out really well. So we take the flight, get into our destination, and I would generally jump off the airplane and run around the airplane and check it out and get ready for the next flight. But then I would stand at the bottom of the air stair and greet the customers off. Well, this gal and her husband or boyfriend are coming down the stairs, And towards the bottom, she stumbles down the stairs. As she's coming down, I notice that she's not wearing anything underneath her miniskirt. So she stumbles and lands right in my arms. And while she stumbles, the tube top fell down as well. So I get a handful of, they were real and they were spectacular. And she laughs and says, excuse me. And I said, well, no problem. And I said, might I add, God bless America.
So Todd, do you still fly?
No, I got recalled active duty. I spent the rest of my career in the military.
Ah, okay.
And you were, you're flying then as well?
I was too senior to fly, so I spent the rest of my time on staffs.
So what do you mean you're too old to fly?
What's the age cutoff in the military?
Well, I'm sorry. I should say I was too senior to fly. So the age cutoff is probably around 40, okay. Generally speaking.
Hmm. Yeah. That's interesting.
Well, I'm curious to know. Okay, so at the point, so I'm on a commercial flight. The cockpit door is now absolutely locked. All right, so cross-country flight. 3 hours in, I don't know, autopilot's engaged. It's nice guys. What are the kinds of conversations you guys are having in the cockpit? Like, are you talking about any of the people you saw get on the plane? And I don't mean if they're acting drunk. I mean, like, hot chicks, goofy-looking dudes, that kind of thing.
Not necessarily. I mean, you're kind of just flying the airplane and doing your thing. A lot of guys talk about their side gigs that they've got trying to make money. But, no, not really. You don't really interface with the passengers that much as they're boarding, so you don't really see them.
Yeah, you're up there doing all the flight logs and all that stuff.
And it's kind of weird, right. Man. I will say that
pre-flight checks.
Because the way it is now, you rarely see the pilot until the plane lands.
Yeah,
because you're getting on the plane, whatever. So, and a lot of times, man, as I'm getting off the plane, I'm going, "Well, thank you for flying whatever airlines." You'll see the pilot, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. I would not have pegged that guy.
Typically, on those short hop planes with the stairs, when you get on the plane, the cockpit's wide open.
Well, yeah.
You can just look in there and go, hey, what's up, guys?
No, but I'm saying on a regular commercial flight, like, you never see the pilot. No. And then when I'm getting off, I'm like, that guy flew the plane? But you can't really say that. Mm-hmm. But I've had, hey, thank you for flying, whatever. And I just remember looking at the guy like, I will be damned.
Yep. What do you want him to look like?
I don't know. Just some people don't look like someone who should be responsible for flying a plane. I don't know how to describe it. Just... different people have different looks, and obviously they're qualified and everything was fine, but just when I look at him, I'm like, so you did this, huh?
Based on what he said about the age, the Top Gun sequel, that's just a bunch of baloney now. Tom Cruise way over 40.
Wasn't he an instructor?
Was he an instructor in the second one, or was he an actual
pilot? Sure he had to fly.
He wasn't supposed to be flying on that team. He kind of made himself on the team.
Is that kind of how this movie... As an instructor.
He's a rebel.
Okay.
He always has been.
He's still Maverick, man.
Doesn't follow the rules.
I'm too old to fly, but I'm doing it.
They're going to make another one.
For real?
I read somewhere they were talking about it.
They might as well, this last one. I still have not seen the latest
one. It's not bad.
You saw it too?
It's exactly what you think it is. I saw it on a plane. That's why I can't remember if he actually flew or not, because it really does mimic.
He flies.
It really does mimic the,
the first one?
Basically, in a way, it just kind of has the same formula to it. So it's a good movie.
Slow-mo volleyball?
You know what you're getting. They don't have that. But, right. But you know, thank you. They do have some flashbacks. But,
I think there was a football scene, though.
Is that in slow-mo?
I'm trying to remember.
Please,
there was definitely
was
like a callback to
was.
It. Yeah.
When did you witness unexpected or unintentional nudity? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So this is a couple years ago, 10 or so, up in Bellingham. I was living up there with my girlfriend at the time. Her mom came up to visit. So we went out to get some lunch, and we ended up at a thrift store. I believe it was Valley Village or something. I'm kind of off doing my own thing. I come around the end of the aisle, go around the corner, and there's this old gentleman sitting in a lazy boy with some tiny little shorts and the whole sack of potatoes just hanging out everywhere. He had this smirk on his face, too, that let me believe he knew what he was doing.
You honestly think he knew?
I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah, he had to. I mean, you not feel that.
Oh, dude. Matt, let me tell you something.
I don't know, man. Old people... There's not much they can do. I get gravity's taking charge. But like you said, in the summertime, if they're wearing short shorts, I just the only time I've had this experience, the few times I've been to Florida, it is very hot, it is very humid, but everyone, regardless of age, whatever, goes to the beach. And you'll see guys walking by, right? Not sitting, walking by, and I'm like, that is the bottom of his testicles. Like, they hanging that far
down. The schools feel inclined to give you every single bit of information you need as a parent.
Dear God,
even if you need it or not. So my daughter went to Western, and, you know, every once in a while you would get an email update on just things they're doing with the school and different openings and closings of buildings and crap like that. But I'm telling you, man, there was about 2 years in a row where there was, like, naked people all over campus looking into windows.
That's not good.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was one email after another. I don't know if it was one guy. I don't know if it was a bunch of different people.
Don't you kind of hope it's the same dude?
You would
not
hope it,
like,
instead of
nine,
like,
different
ten
guys.
Of these guys out there running around naked. But, I mean, that was like a – it just seemed like a more regular occurrence of an email than it should have been.
Did they ever catch the guy, or did the emails just stop coming?
I don't believe so. I really don't know. I just
haven't gotten that one
another
yet.
One?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When did you witness unexpected or unintentional nudity? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jackie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi there.
Hola.
I witnessed unexpected nudity. My cousin and her husband invited us to go camping. So my 8-year-old daughter and I packed up all our clothes and got in their motorhome, and we went to Paternity Snoqualmie. And my daughter was kind of looking out the window. And when we got there, she's like, Mom, come here. And I look out the window and everybody's nude. But we eased our way in by watching a nude volleyball game right off the bat. But by the end of the weekend, we didn't want to put our clothes back on.
So you didn't know that you were going to that type of a location. And then you get there.
No, we didn't. We packed our clothes. And I had an 8-year-old daughter with me.
Now,
it was very family oriented, believe it or not.
Sure, yeah.
Now, was she comfortable being naked as well?
I wasn't at first, but it grew on me. There was a 75-year-old shop teacher from Garfield High School having his birthday. Everybody was, you know, there was lots of kids. And at first, I kind of wore a cloth, and then I'd take it off, and then I'd put it back on. But by the end, I was just ready to be naked.
I got to ask you. If I knew that I was going to spend a couple of days naked, as far as my appearance goes, I might trim up a little bit, so to speak.
No.
Have you seen anything We have this image in our head.
I'm talking about me.
No, I'm saying we have this image in our head of what we do, of what we think we're going to see. You know, like you're watching Meatballs or Porky. It is not that.
It's just nudist. No. There's nothing sexual.
As a matter of fact, I was one of the smallest women there, but everybody was so tan. And this one lady was sitting by the pool, and she lifted up her big old boob and pulled a beer out from under it. And she pulled a beer from under her boob?
Why would you keep a warm beer?
Well, that's what I said. She said, no, it keeps it cooler. And I said, I don't think so. And then under the other boob was her cigarette pack and all of that. If you got a beer under one boob,
just assume there's a cigarette pack under the other, man.
And a lighter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My cousin's husband passed away, and when I told that story at his funeral, she wanted to murder me. She's like, nobody knows we're nudies.
No one knew.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. He's dead now, so it's just you.
Nobody knew. Yeah, he's gone now. But yeah, she didn't want me telling that at the funeral, but I did it anyway.
Did you get it?
That does seem like a funeral friendly story.
Did you get a date offer from your weekend?
No, it really wasn't that type of environment. Okay. Yeah.
I've never been to a nudist anything.
Fraternity Snoqualmie. They have lots of skydivers like skydiving over the place. That was the only creepy part.
Have you gone back to that spot?
Have I what?
Have you gone back to that spot, or was that a one and done?
It was a one and done, I think. But as I thought about it, while you're asking me, I wouldn't mind going back.
All right.
Yeah. Go back.
Good for you, man.
Trying to think if I could do that or not.
You can do whatever was naked.
You love being naked.
I don't mind being naked. I think my logic will be, you know, more than likely, I'm never going to see any of those people again. And then I'd run into a dude at a Safeway or something like a week later. Like, hey, man.
Yeah, but I know you. Legitimately do not care.
Who Sucks Less is on the way along with your emails in the men's room at KISW.com next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.